Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Braceboy, and this is episode 22 of season 1.
Yes, and we have something special for you today. We always have something special for you, but now we have something really special for you. Because we, as fans of the animated series Rick and Morty...
Pickle Rick!
We have... Pickle crisps for you that we want to try out.
Pickle crisps that don't depict a pickle on the crisp packaging. It's a green packaging.
Yes.
And you just see sliced potatoes.
But it is a green package.
That green can also be Granny Smith apple flavor. I mean...
Or snot flavor.
Or snot flavor. Or cucumber flavor.
Yeah.
Or
pickles are cucumbers.
Yeah.
In a way.
True, yeah.
So...
Okay, it could also be lettuce flavor then.
We've had Caesar salad crisps.
Yeah.
Was that package green?
No, it was black, I think.
It wasn't black. It was, very colorful. It was, green was one of the colors. It was yellow and it was red. And
pictures of
Caesar salad.
They put the whole flag in there.
The whole shebang. But now we have the pickle crisps and we're going to try them out for you. Right here.
Right
on this
now.
Podcast.
Yeah. They are from Lay's, by the way. I should mention this to the listeners.
Lay's pickles flavor.
Yeah.
Available in your big supermarkets because they don't sell them at your supermarket.
No, I haven't found them. I have three conveniently placed supermarkets around my house and I haven't found these.
Yeah, the smell is good. A bit like patagioppi.
Okay.
I'm going to try them and
pass over the bag to me, and I can have the smell as well. Yeah, I see what
they look a bit chemical yellow. It's not a natural.
It's a darker yellow indeed.
Yes.
There is something like a pickle in patagioppi, I think.
Did we ever review patagioppi, actually?
We did in a written review. We didn't on a podcast yet. We haven't, I mean.
I actually like these. These are very, very good. I think they are very good.
You know what they remind me of?
Patagioppi.
No. The special... fry sauce you get, the special sauce with your fries you get at the McDonald's. You know what one I mean? It reminds me of that sauce.
Yes.
I forgot how they name it.
Mm.
They have a special name for it. It's probably McDonald's.
Is it mad sauce?
Yeah, something like that.
But you're right. It tastes a bit like that, but I like it. Yeah, I actually think this is a very good crisp.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, quick roundup.
Smell. It's pickly. It's a little bit of a pickle.
Sour. Second, taste.
Taste is
good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Crunch could be better, but it is not bad. It's not bad.
No, but we've had better crunching crisps.
Yeah. I would give these 3.5 out of 5.
Me too, 3.5 to 4. Something like that. Yeah, but the crisp is...
I'm a little disappointed that they don't... I have some thoughts about the packaging and the lack of a pickle on the packaging. I think a lot of people in the Netherlands wouldn't buy these crisps if there was like a
real pickle.
Yeah, a zure bom on there, if I may.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine because then it reminds people of vegetables, which are, of course, the enemy.
Yeah, of course.
And especially pickles. Yeah. If you've seen the episode of Rick and Morty with Pickle Rick.
Yeah, you know what
that's
we are
a,
talking
that's
about.
That's a nasty motherfucker.
That's a, yeah. The by the way, our podcast is contains explicit content. We shall advertise this on every means necessary.
Sorry.
We are yeah. Sorry, we curse sorry. Quite a lot. I'm not gonna edit this out. If you were listening to this podcast on speakers while your children were in the room, I'm sorry, Marijn is probably not. free speech, motherfucker.
I should have said that. It's a nasty mother. That's it. But
Marijn, wait. I'm gonna.
Denk je wel iets dichterbij bij de microfoon?
Zo?
Ja.
Zo dan.
Ja. Dit zijn de chips. Ja. Ja, maar dan wil ik graag weten wanneer jij op de. Ja. Oh, we draaien nu. Well, we have a special guest reviewer today. Here is Levi Verspeek, who also wants to try the pickled crisps.
They're pickles. Pickle flavor.
Yeah.
That's not an uncommon flavor, right? Or is it?
It's a new flavor.
Yes.
I think I've tried this before. I must say, it really reminds me of patatje joppie flavor.
Yeah. Well, that was what I said, and Sam said that the taste was like the McDonald's sauce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's not. It's a bit more, how do you say? A bit more sweet than patatje joppie, I think. Bit more, little bit more sour, I think, as well. It's not bad. I think it's
okay. Let's just walk through it. What do you think of the smell?
Bit neutral. It smells a bit like
maybe most
like a pool. It smells a bit like a pool, like chlor.
Okay, and what do you think of the taste?
Taste is good. I think you could last this longer than patatje joppie.
Eat this more often.
Yeah, more often, I think.
And what do you think of the crunch?
With good crunch, yeah.
Okay.
What would you give them out of five?
Out of five crisp bags, how many would you give them?
I think 3.5.
Okay, that was
should join the podcast then.
Yeah, okay. you can write an application and we will discuss it. Don't call us, we call you.
No, thanks guys.
Yeah.
I'll give it back to you. I'll give the mic back to you. Thanks guys for the invitation.
Thank you very much for being here.
Talking about pickles, Marijn, you brought us a special little trivia about pickles and its ancient history.
Yeah, well, it's actually when I was looking for a trivia, it was I was surprised how many trivia about pickles you could name.
Yeah.
So as one of the trivia, I have that people are eating pickles for a long time. This technology, if you will, exists for a long time. Even the Mesopotamians in 2400 BCE were eating pickles, had pickles, or maybe somewhat later, but it is early. But yeah. What I thought was very interesting is that in the Pacific Islands, natives pickle their foods in holes in the ground lined with banana leaves. And that's not the most important thing. They use them as food reserves in case of storms. The pickles are so valuable that they've become part of the courting process, helping a man prove he'll be able to provide for a woman. For example, in Fiji, guys can't get a girl without first showing her parents his pickle pits.
So that's like basically showing your future in-laws your tax returns.
I think in a way you can compare it.
I have a pot of pickled radishes in my fridge right now, which are pickled. Which
your parents-in-law are probably very impressed by.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I made a salad with some of my pickled radishes in there, and then my sister-in-law, so the sister of my girlfriend, she tasted them and she was very impressed.
Ooh!
So I'm quite sure that I can ask her hand in marriage soon on this behalf. Not that I'm gonna, but I could do that.
Okay. Yeah. It's important that you can show. I'm a wealthy man with a shriveled pickle.
Yeah. By the way, it's not that I don't like my girlfriend and that I don't want to marry her. It's just that I'm not sure yet when we're gonna do it. It's quite early in our relationship.
But you're going to live together.
Yeah, we're
going in a couple of months.
Yeah, but marrying is also a thing about tradition, and if you want to take part in these traditions and blah 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 blah, that's an all other discussion.
Do you? But that's a whole other discussion. Yeah. Maybe for some other time.
Yeah.
For now, Brace Boy impresses people with his pickle.
Yeah.
Pickled radishes.
Internet. Indeed. should we go on with the next subject? Because I feel a little bit awkward.
I guess that is... we can do that.
Okay. That's... Give me a second. So, Marijn, let's talk about the next subject. We are always looking forward to your little stories in the handicap life subject. And you have quite a...
Also to your stories.
Well, to our stories then.
Yes.
Yeah. Shall we stop jerking each other off and just get to the story now? Or
don't touch my pickle.
So our listeners might have noticed that we didn't upload an episode last week. That they had to wait for this pickle episode for quite some time. Because they voted on this pickle episode.
Yes, with a whopping, I believe two-thirds of the votes were for pickle crisps.
Quite a big majority. It was almost unanimous, but there were some... persistent Pombear fans.
Fascists?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a German. It's a German bit of crisp. So
I say it's fake news.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
but tell them why we didn't record this episode last week.
Well, we were planning to, but and you know our experiences with taxis.
Yeah.
Our
mortal enemies.
Let me sketch the situation and the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It was dark.
Yeah.
It was Saturday night, 12:30 p.m.
That's a.m.
A.m. Sorry, yes, a.m. Let me start all over.
No.
I ordered a taxi.
Yeah.
12:30 a.m.
Yeah.
So I got in.
Yeah.
And I needed to show a badge so that I could use that taxi.
Yeah.
And that was no problem. And then the taxi driver rode me home.
Yeah.
And I got out the taxi and I got in my home. I drank something.
Yeah.
And then went to bed. Because the next day, I was going to record a podcast with Brace Boy or Sam.
No.
I was packing my stuff and dressing myself. And then I noticed that I didn't... that my wallet wasn't in my back pocket anymore.
No.
It happens more often than it just falls out when I throw away my trousers or pants.
Trousers.
When I throw away my trousers when I undress myself to go to bed.
Yeah.
But that
you
wasn't
filthy,
the case.
You filthy animal, you. Undressing yourself.
I don't think it's very comfortable to sleep in jeans.
You have a point there, my dear friend.
Thank you. So I started looking all over my house if I lost my wallet and if it still was there. But it wasn't. So my theory is that I must have lost my wallet in the taxi.
Yeah.
So I called, immediately called on Sunday. Hey, I lost my wallet. Has someone found my wallet?
Mm-hmm.
And they were started being very difficult. So now we can tell you now. We only know because it was tonight, right? Yeah, we only know that on Monday. So you should call back tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I did. But nothing was found.
No.
No, you will be called when... find something.
Yeah.
But at, 4:30 in the afternoon, no one called. And I was interested if they really didn't find anything. So
yeah.
I called again. No, you will be called if you find something. But if you haven't been called, then we haven't found anything.
So
can you advise me? Or I asked the lady on the phone. Can you advise me on what to do? Should I wait for my wallet to be found, or should I take action? Yeah, nah. That's a difficult question. I don't know. Yeah, but maybe it's a good idea to block all your passes in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't trust some people.
Ja, hallo? Ja, oké, we doen het weer.
Ja?
Ja, dus even, ik laat even een pauze vallen en dan 3, 2, 1.
So, long story short, I lost my wallet in a taxi. I called the company, they couldn't tell me if it was found. So I decided to block all my passes and ask for new passes. Which is a hassle.
Yeah, I get that. But maybe you... The good thing is, and I think advice to everybody that is listening to the podcast that has this happen to them or will have this happen to them in the future, is that you most often are insured for the loss of passes, cards, and stuff like that. So you can get... Because there's always a price for new cards. You can get that the expenses returned to you by your insurance company.
That's yeah, I checked it at my insurance, but I believe they would only refund if the monetary value lost was above 100 euros or above.
Okay, that's a shame.
And. Yeah,
that
wasn't the case.
Yeah, I get that.
But maybe your insurance is way better than mine, so...
I don't know.
Keep this in mind.
Yeah.
So that was my story about the taxi and my lost wallet, and because I lost my wallet, I also lost my public transport card,
yeah.
So I couldn't come to Sam.
Yeah, that's a long story. That's just a long story.
Yeah.
That's a short story long.
Yeah, okay. No,
but that was a good story. It was a good story. I ain't hating, baby.
Okay, thank you.
And
then you got sick.
Yeah, so, and then I got sick because Marijn and my girlfriend got me... Yeah,
no, don't involve me in this
you,
now.
You got
it
me,
was your girlfriend.
However, I was around a lot of sick people, of recently sick people, and they all gave me the flu. So fuck you. No, just kidding. I'm very...
I think you have more intense contact with your girlfriend than with me.
Yeah, that's true. But
so,
you're...
I think it's your girlfriend.
You're, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, sure, probably. So that was most of the podcast of today. But we have another very important question for our listeners. Last week, pickle flavor crisps won the poll.
Yes,
on that we placed on Facebook.
There is going to be a new poll.
Yeah,
on our Facebook page.
And Pombar is still on there.
Pombar is still on.
So the fans can again vote for Pombar, just like they can again vote for Bernie Sanders to become the next president of the United States, like he announced last week or this week.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Okay, I think that is a good...
So, but Pombar is our Bernie Sanders, in a sense, the once and future crisp that we should all hail and praise.
But there always needs to be a choice. It's one or the other. So we have Pombar.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a Parmesan pesto flavored crisp from Tyrell.
Yeah.
So that is going to be the other option for next week.
So we have two candidates.
Yes.
Either the socialist free healthcare, free college and university enrollment Pombar.
Or Silvio Berlusconi. Or Silvio Berlusconi. Pesto and Parmesan.
With his pesto and Parmesan that wants to build a wall to keep out all the mozzarella and tomatoes.
Possibly.
Possibly.
I don't know. I didn't check.
So you can decide right now on our Facebook. Go there.
Tomorrow the poll will be on.
No. When they're listening to this podcast, will already be online, I think. So you can right now, you can go to our podcast and vote for which flavor you would like us to review.
And you have the time till Friday, 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. And you, we are very excited. So that's Friday the 20, the 1st of March. The 1st of March.
Yes.
At 12 p.m. we will decide. We will look at the poll and then we will buy the crisps that's needed. Now we hope that you all will start voting soon. We're excited.
Yes. And if you have another crisp that you think we should really review, let us know.
Yeah.
Through Facebook, through Twitter.
Yeah. Don't email us because our email is still down. I'm very sorry. I have to look into that. I'm working on it. We will let you know as soon as it works. We don't have any more gigs coming up that we should mention.
No.
But we should mention that we talked about pickled crisps today.
Yes. And about trivia about pickled crisps in the Pacific Islands that, it can help you get a girlfriend.
Yeah. We have
or a woman.
Yeah. Or maybe
A spouse.
A spouse. And we... we even had a guest reviewer. If you want to be a guest reviewer and you're listening to this podcast now, send us a message with your application.
Yes.
And you can only do this when you live in the neighborhood of the Netherlands, or you are able financially to get to the Netherlands. I mean, we're not gonna fly you in. So this is purely voluntary.
Yes.
But you get free crisps.
Which is, it pays for everything, right?
It pays for everything.
And you get free crisp, and you get to be on our show.
Yeah. And I might throw in a little tour of the Rijksmuseum.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. But then you have to buy your own entry ticket, but then I can tell you a little bit about the Rijksmuseum.
Yes, we are cheap.
We are very cheap. Yeah, we should start a Patreon, but we don't have enough listeners. So get your mom involved, get your dad involved. Everybody,
family,
you know,
nieces,
We now have a naked man walking through the studio. It's very exciting. And with that, I think we should just say...
No, with the roundup, we should mention that we talk about my lost wallet and stuff.
Yeah.
And that we have a poll for Pombar or pesto Parmesan.
Pesto Parmesan. I'm very excited.
So, and we should mention that... Subscribe, leave a comment, and all those things that you do with all those other...
podcasts you like.
Yes.
I would say
that's the end of the show. So until next time, that is how the crisp crunches.